The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome to the Power Hour for Hump Day 2022. Oh, we are what, 34 days now? 33 days and counting to the big day when everybody has to go out and vote? Has to. There's no getting around this. If you are not a registered voter, you're part of the problem, not the solution. We already know that there are a lot of places like D.C. whose city council just approved for illegal aliens to go to the polls and vote. Yeah, this is really sucky, I'm telling you. But, you know, typical blue state. They want to control, you know, their little 10 square mile area is fine as long as it leaves us alone. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a bit. First off, I want to cover a couple of things of importance here. Did you know that we're giving you free shipping on all orders at the Power Mall over $100, excluding dropship? That sale ends in 4 days on the 9th. Let's see. That would be Sunday. And you get free shipping when you purchase a colon cleanse set from the Power Mall. That's one bottle of Oxy powder and one bottle of Latero Flora. No code is necessary. The discount's already going to apply in your shopping cart. And so, and you can earn 10%. You know, it's just really good. I love the way we're all about solutions here. Here's a way. If you've got a current website, you can put the Power Mall banner on your website. And you can make 10% just by referring your friends and family to shop through your website to the Power Mall. And they have all sorts of software that helps you with the links to be able to track the sales that you generate out of your own website. And so there are two different ways that you can create the affiliate program. One is to go to thepowermall.com, look at the link. You can see it in your email blast. You know, we put that right there. So you can shop right there. Click on it. Or you can email us at support@thepowermall.com for more info about signing up. Now, we do want to make you aware, Tim Spencer is the webmaster for John Moore. Many of you listen to John on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tim Spencer's in the hospital on a ventilator. Now, we don't know if it's because of COVID. I can only suspect that that might be the case. And somebody took him there, not knowing what is in store. But see, that's our belief system. And we have to say prayers for Tim. Dear Heavenly Father, put your hedge of protection around him and get him off that ventilator. Dear God, please, if they're even thinking about injecting him with remdesivir, we just pray that that whole thing falls through and that does not happen. We cannot lose Tim. Tim is one of your valuable servants out there, Father, and we need him alive. We just ask for your hedge of protection, your grace upon him in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. See, that's a very powerful prayer, folks, and everybody say amen out loud. See, then you bring it to the Almighty's attention. He knows you're listening. That's what you need. That's the power of prayer, folks. Pray without ceasing. Prayers are going up to you, Tim. Mike Lindell also needs your prayers, but, you know, we've teamed up with him at mypillow.com/power hour, and you can use the code power hour at checkout when you shop online to get a discount. And you can also call toll free 800-596-9135 and use the code power hour when you shop talking to a live human being. We may not be on ACN at the moment, but you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Power Hour Nation, and Power Mall's on the Facebook as well. And we're on Truth Social at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. I'm now on Substack. I've had several of you jump over to davekrieger.substack.com and read the article I posted about the dawning of the Age of Enlightenment. I've got another article coming soon. And if you didn't read that article on Substack, there is an attachment that I have included that would be huge for those of you facing foreclosure or know somebody who is. And you want some, what they call in the South, evidence. Well, guess what? I've included an attachment on that particular Substack post of checks that were written for attorney's fees to a REMIC trust. And for those of you who do not know what REMIC is, R-E-M-I-C, Real Estate Mortgage Investment Conduit, that is basically the trusts that were set up that caused the 2008 financial collapse. These things sucked in investors and then screwed them when a lot of them collapsed. These were rated by Moody's, Fitch's, and Standard & Poor's as selling AAA rated bonds, when in fact, it was all junk. And the sponsors and sellers of these REMIC trusts knew it when they set them up. That's why I wrote the book Clouded Titles, which is also available on the Power Mall. If you haven't bought a copy, I mean, I just had an attorney in Georgia buy a copy last week. And as a result of that, plus my efforts with him, we shut down a foreclosure in Georgia. I mean, they pulled the whole case off the docket. They've been had. They've been caught. They know what we know what they know. Gee, that almost sounds like that Mel Gibson in Conspiracy Theory when they got him all whacked up on gravy for the brain. Yeah, we seem to have that problem. A lot of us have cognitive dissonance because we've been fed gravy for the brain. I got to go back to conspiracy theory because that's what we equate to, right? That's what everybody calls us because we bring up these cockamamie. Yeah, that's Clint Eastwood for you. Cockamamie ideas that all of a sudden prove to be true. And see, if we can't make light of things, we'd go crazy. That's just the way it is. That's why we love it when you make donations and buy from the Power Mall, because you keep us on the air. And so you're not crazy, and we're going to keep telling you you're not crazy. You're critically thinking, and that's why you're awake. And those of you that don't have internet, we have a listen-only line at 518-737-0180. And because of the fact that we are all about solutions, we have a forum for gardening. That's right, gardening tips. You can share those tips and tricks. And wow. Kevin Mills, you're a godsend. Kevin Mills gave us a donation of $469.25 yesterday. He bought a few toothpastes and wanted to spend $500. God bless you, Kevin. We appreciate that. That comes directly from Joyce at the Power Mall. Power Hour J, God love you. You know, I mean, this is what keeps us going, folks, is those donations. We have expenses incurred of having a national broadcast. We beam up to Galaxy 19 satellite, and away it goes. We're all over the place. And see, we do things that regular mainstream media and other websites that push products like Amazon.com don't do. They don't interview people like Adam Andrzejewski, who's going to be here at the bottom of this hour. At the top of next hour, Dr. Edward Group. When have you seen him show up on Amazon? I don't think so. So you see, that's one of the reasons why we love you guys when you support us. Because it keeps the bills paid and keeps the show going. See, some people, they just count on donations. We actually have products we sell through this giant shopping cart called the Power Mall. So anyway, moving along with world news. And this is the thing. If you look at yesterday's email blast, which, of course, you know, we had a day off yesterday, but I still put the news out there. There was a video with Joshua Phillip from Epoch Times, who we've had on the show. And he's evaluating all of the different aspects of who might have sabotaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines. And because of every single thing that has been happening and the comments that have been made, and at the 35-minute mark, you see Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, asking the Assistant Secretary or Undersecretary for Political Affairs, Secretary of State for Political Affairs, Victoria Nuland, about Nord Stream and what you're doing to stop it. So those of you who want to sit there and poke at me about Ron Johnson, he was on a Senate committee hearing. Victoria Nuland appeared. You can see it at the 35-minute mark. Joshua Phillip is giving you video evidence. I'm not lying. It's right there. Pictures tell a thousand words. Because he even commented, what are we doing to shut this down? Oh, we're working on it. And see, then Scarecrow opened his mouth in February and said that it's going to cease to exist. I'm paraphrasing there, but the intent, even if it was circumstantial at best, is manifest. And you draw suspicion. So what it's done now is it got the EU looking into stress testing other infrastructures. Ursula von der Leyen, or Leyen, said the damage last week to the pipelines linking Russia and Germany has shown how vulnerable our energy infrastructure is, and a comprehensive plan is needed to ensure the safety of key EU networks, including for data. Oh, these people. The European Union, I'm sorry, but union is what union is. Collectivism. One step away from communism. And this is why I'm so glad that Giorgia Meloni is now the new Italy prime minister. Canada, by the way, their government announced it's launching $200 million in an endowment fund for black-focused, black-led, and black-serving organizations. The federal government's solicitation of proposals from organizations seeking to become the administrator of its forthcoming black-led philanthropic endowment fund. It applied the left-wing stylistic capitalization of black, partly popularized by the Associated Press. You see, and every time I think, wow, Dave, you won two news awards from Associated Press broadcasters. And that's why I'm sitting here holding a cup of coffee. And that and 50 cents will get you what I'm holding in my left hand. Coffee. So much for those damned awards when you got people out there that are screwing with our Constitution. Sorry, AP. I knew a lot of reporters for AP. I mean, a lot of them. I knew them personally. All the way up into D.C., Candy Crowley, all of them. And, you know, I'm sorry, but you guys, if you can't tell the truth, we don't need you. Because this is what we're all about. We're all truth seekers here. And even if we have the truth, we have to accept it. Because when you don't, the kind of crap that happened in Tibet due to the extreme hardships caused by the lockdowns there, that's the Chinese regime. They imposed harsh lockdowns in Tibet. And, of course, five people committed suicide here recently, according to a human rights advocacy group. This lockdown has dragged on for over 50 days now. And all these people took their own lives by jumping to their deaths. These took place in centralized quarantine sites or residential buildings under lockdown. So they decided to take a swan dive from the top floors. Point proven. A lot of people can't handle it. The whole idea with critical thinking, folks, is being able to handle the results when you find out the truth. One really scary thing. Remember last week we told you about the issues with opioid overdoses in Kentucky? Well, you know, the government gave money to Vine Grove Police Department. And you ever heard of Naloxone? Or Naloxone, rather. Naloxone. That's what it's called. It's Narcan is what it's called. It's what you give somebody to reverse the effects of being poisoned. So here you have an area where the high school or the town is suffering from an opioid crisis. And so the police chief, Kenny Mattingly, decided, hey, let's put one of these vending machines out there that dispenses Narcan. And they put it out there on Thursday, but came back 6 p.m. Friday and the machine was empty. Yeah, the Narcan vending machine, empty. Now, how many overdoses did they actually have? Yeah. How many people went and bought Narcan to stock up on supplies? God, I wish I lived in Vine Grove, Kentucky. I would have emptied that machine myself so I could keep it for people that did stupid things. But no, I have a distinct feeling that where that Narcan went is for those that want to party. Because now they can do fentanyl and whatever they want to do and have a back door just in case. So, Chief Mattingly, I'm not so sure that was a smart move. I mean, think about it. If we're doing critical thinking here, think about why they would put a Narcan vending machine outside the PD. Why didn't they just tell people, look, if you want Narcan, come in here, sign a form. I mean, this is like a prescription drug, is it not? I mean, hello, class three. Do we have a situation here? Oh, my God. Class three narcotic. You're dispensing this. Do you have a medical license? I mean, I don't think these people critically think about the licensing procedure. So you let the cops do it? Are they medical practitioners? I don't think so. This is why when you have people that get busted for drunk driving, they have attorneys that go into court and challenge the cop as to his medical licensing and skills. I had an attorney friend of mine that lived out in the Hamptons that ended up moving to Athens, Georgia, because he wanted to fish. And his thing was go in there and bore the jury to tears for 4 hours, and then they acquitted their client. Okay. The death toll in Hurricane Ian is now up to 68. Just pray for those people. Pray for recovery and pray for safety for those people. We need your hedge of protection, Father. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Say it again. Columbia University economist Jeffrey Sachs. I was talking about Nord Stream earlier. Now, here's a Columbia University. This is a liberal college in New York. And one of my agents that used to book me out for gigs, his daughter goes to Columbia. She's the one I was telling you about that got accosted by a black woman on the street while she was walking along wearing her earbuds. And now she wants to get out of New York because she was assaulted by some lady on the street. Well, this Columbia University economist, Jeffrey Sachs, has now opened his mouth and said the U.S. may be responsible for destroying part of the Nord Stream pipelines, triggering a Bloomberg TV host to interject. He basically said, floating the idea that the natural gas carrying line was hit by the U.S. or one of its allies and not Russia. He argued the U.S. would benefit from the destruction of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 because it would force Europe not to cave and return to using Russian natural gas amid the ongoing Ukraine war. So Nord Stream 2 was not yet operational, but it had methane inside of it. Nord Stream 1 was delivering billions of cubic feet of gas from Russia to Germany. That's not happening. No nation state or group has claimed ownership for the attack. But again, as I was talking about Joshua Philip with Epic Times, he is pointing fingers back at the U.S. And, of course, we shift to the southern border. Unaccompanied children are suffering mental distress at the Fort Bliss facility. They don't think this is an all-by-design, folks. Department of Health and Human Services, Inspector General's Office. Investigators found some illegal immigrant youth at the emergency shelter inside Fort Bliss had to wait weeks before hearing updates from case managers due to large caseloads, COVID-19-related manpower shortages, lack of staff training. You see, here we all go back to the people in power don't have a plan. They open the floodgates. Look what happens. If you watched Tucker Carlson last night, which we did, you saw him interviewing Tony Bobulinski, former Hunter Biden associate who came forward in 2020 about messages on Hunter's laptop. And, of course, the FBI, Tim Tebow, never followed up with him despite promising to do so. They held it back. Timothy Tebow. Yep. So, yeah, you see, this is the swamp I'm talking about, folks, that Trump didn't clean up. And, of course, Tony will cooperate with anybody who wants to talk to him. But it didn't happen, not with the FBI. America had a right to know. They don't. A lot of us know, but most of America, they're blinded. No critical thinking. All cognitive dissonance. Supreme Court also, by the way, has refused to hear Candace Owens' appeal against Facebook fact checkers. Kanye West and Candace Owens have sparked backlash. Kanye West doesn't like the idea that she was wearing a White Lives Matter sweatshirt. Oh, well. Get over it. An FBI agent testifying in the Oath Keepers trial said he witnessed U.S. senators crying on January 6th when the Capitol was breached. Really? Why would U.S. senators be crying unless they had something to worry about? You see, they're only interested in their own necks. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in fair elections. They're interested in pushing their agenda. And that's why they were crying, because they were afraid for themselves. Sad, isn't it? Bunch of wimps. I got other names for them. I'm sure you do too. But ye shall know them by their fruits. Remember that? Meanwhile, nothing has changed, according to a Wisconsin State Assemblywoman. She worries not enough has been done to prevent the upcoming midterm election from becoming a replay of 2020. This is what I mean about you being able to go out and vote. We're going to be back with Adam Andrzejewski. We got all sorts of stuff to talk about if you want truth right after this messages at the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, September. Well, it's actually October now. I seem to be looking at an old date here, October 5th, 2022. My show notes. I just see Adam Andrzejewski's name here, and I'm going, oh, good. He's back. And of course, you know, he has a website which is called Open the Books, and they do an insane amount of investigating, and it costs money. And so, you know, here's the thing. You heard the little ad that we just played about being trapped by Big Pharma. Well, we've always said, follow the money. I've said it on my radio show in Florida. I'm saying it here. I've said it here. Is that if you follow the money, you will see the evil and corruptness as part of your critical thinking. But see, Adam Andrzejewski and his team go out and do this on a regular basis. And they have investigations posted at Substack and Fox News Digital. I mean, they're all over the place. But the thing is, you know, according to my show notes, it was a big media week. The national desk at Sinclair Broadcast had big distribution to their 200 ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox local affiliate stations across America. And, of course, all of these other media outlets were hitting on this. And it's Fauci and how he gamed the system. Adam Andrzejewski, welcome back to the show, sir. God love you.
Dave, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You know, here's the thing about Fauci. Now, we all knew because of the book that's out that was put out by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who we've had on the show, that everything that was done, and something else that just totally blew me away, is Echo Health Alliance, who sent the money to Wuhan, is still getting funding from NIH. And I am just blown away because I know Fauci's getting a piece of the action. So what do you know about this latest investigation?
So what we did is it was a knockdown, drag-out battle to open the books on the Fauci finances. In fact, we had to file four federal lawsuits with Judicial Watch as our legal partners. But finally, here just last week, we got the 2021 Fauci Ethics and Financial Disclosure. And what we found was that his net worth soared from 2019 through 2021, so through the pandemic. He gained $5 million of net worth. His net worth in 2019 started out at $7.6 million. It ended 2021 at $12.6 million. So while, you know, his policies were causing suffering for millions of Americans across the country during the pandemic, Anthony Fauci's personal profits soared.
Crazy. Now, did we determine the source of the net worth increase?
Yes, there's three primary drivers to it. One is this federal income. So what many people don't know is that Fauci we broke this in January of 2021, and many people know this fact that he's a top-paid federal bureaucrat. He out-earns the president and everybody at the federal level. This year he'll make $480,000. Well, what many people don't know is that his wife, Christine Grady, Mrs. Fauci, she out-earns the vice president as the chief bioethicist at Fauci's employer, the National Institutes of Health. So she makes $238,000. So if you add their salaries together, you tack on 30% for the cost of federal benefits. And every year, this power couple in Washington, D.C., cleans off north of $900,000 a year at taxpayer expense.
And all of a sudden, now he says he's quitting. He's going to retire in December.
This is a part of that big federal benefit number. And that's his lifetime pension. So taxpayers, we help fund it. We guarantee it, but we don't get to see it. Federal pensions of retired bureaucrats or your member of Congress are not subject to FOIA, the Federal Freedom of Information Act. It'll take an act of Congress to change that. We've pushed that legislation over the years. It's necessary. So all we can do is estimate Fauci's future pension. And it's going to be the largest in federal history. We gainfully estimate that in his first year, he'll make $375,000. So he'll nearly, not quite, but nearly out-earn the president when Fauci's retired.
Amazing how that works, isn't it? And the thing is that Big Pharma continues because of the deals he made with Big Pharma. And we're talking about Pfizer, Moderna. Have you linked him directly to them as far as cash investments in Fauci? I'm using that word loosely.
So let's go into the second driver of his huge net worth increase, and that's this big cash portfolio of invested assets. It's now $12.6 million. So in that portfolio, we find no evidence on his disclosures, and it would also violate policy at the National Institutes of Health if Fauci was personally and directly invested in any of those companies, because he oversees those companies, obviously, in his executive position at his institute underneath NIH. He's invested only in a broad array on his disclosures, which locks him in, only in a broad array of stocks, stock mutual funds, bond mutual funds, and money markets. He doesn't even own any individual issues. So on his disclosures, it doesn't look like he's invested in, personally into any single issue of a stock. He's only invested in them through his General Mutual Fund Holdings.
Interesting that he would even have that in his portfolio, though. Wouldn't you find that just a little suspicious?
So I think that's probably an area where he's playing it safe. It's publicly disclosed. He can't take any liberties with that. But that brings us into the third driver of his massive net worth increase during the pandemic. And this is the large cash prizes. So the establishment, if you toe the line with the establishment, with the status quo, with the powerful, they always take care of you. And so incredibly, in 2021, Fauci received cash prizes of over $919,000. One of the awards was a $1 million award from a foreign foundation, the Dan David Foundation, affiliated with the University of Tel Aviv in Israel. And they gave it to him for this $1 million award, of which $100,000, 10%, went to hand-picked Fauci scholarship winners. He got to keep, on his disclosures, he shows $901,000 of that award. And they gave it to him for a specific reason. And this needs, we're calling for congressional oversight on this award. They gave it to him for, quote-unquote, speaking truth to power during the Trump administration and for, quote-unquote, defending science during the Trump administration. And just breaking today at Daily Mail is this article where Fauci admits he should have been, quote, much more careful with his words during the pandemic after flip-flopping on masks and exaggerating vaccine figures to boost uptake. Okay, he's winning $1 million prizes during a period he now wishes he'd have been more careful. This needs to be investigated.
Yeah, and I really think based on, well, and again, this is all promises by government. I mean, we could have a whole different conversation, Adam, about this idea that, you know, they're going to toy with the 2022 midterm elections. We're hearing it from Wisconsin, you know, congressmen, that they haven't closed enough loopholes, that the same systems that were used to trash. Even my wife brought it up this morning that, you know, definition of insanity. And I said, look, dear, here's the thing. People still got to go to the polls and they still got to vote. They still have to vote. If they don't vote, they're screwing themselves. This is what the other side is trying to discourage voting because, you know, they're afraid that people might find out the real truth, that things are being manipulated behind the scenes. And if they don't vote and they don't drive those numbers up, then it leaves room for somebody to come in and pad the figures on the other side. I mean, this is what you investigate is stuff like this.
So, right. You know, look, that's why we think transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. So whether it's pandemic policy promulgated by Dr. Fauci or whether it's voting issues, we need radical transparency on government to open their books to be able to follow. You know, we say follow the money. And that always leads you to the real story, what's really going on. And so, specific to Fauci, over at NIH, during this investigation of his finances, of his third-party royalty payments, which are still not disclosed, the name of the payer is being blacked out. The amount of the payment that Fauci received is being blacked out. His inventions, his patent and license numbers that he's receiving the royalties from, that's being blacked out. And it's also being blacked out in the entire database. Over 10 years, about 50,000 of these payments flowed from the industry back into NIH, its leaders, and up to 2,250 of its scientists. We can see who received the payments. I just can't tell you on an individual basis what they received, but the summary numbers we've been able to aggregate, and it's $325 million that flowed in from the industry into the agency over the last decade.
Wow. And I can anticipate that because Fauci was in control of this thing, he probably got at least $3.5 million of that. That's undisclosed that nobody knows anything about, because nothing gets past this guy without him taking some of the kitty.
Right. No, I think it's like what Reagan said, trust but verify. But again, yep. But on the Fauci third-party payments, he got whacked for this back in 2005, and I think he learned his lesson. So there, we show over a decade only 33 payments going to him, and he had to answer this under oath when Rand Paul used our research and questioned him in the Senate hearing. And Fauci said that his payments are very small, and so says who with what proof, they should open the books, number one. But number two, let's just take him at his word. We see in the summary numbers that his agency, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, his institute that he runs, it's the number two institute receiving the most royalties. So although Fauci claims his royalties are small, there are a lot of scientists in his institute receiving a lot of royalties.
Well, that's the reward for working in an area that is deceiving the public, and that's exactly what it's done. And people, you're going to have to put on your critical thinking caps and look at the dollar signs and look at you read these reports. Where can people read these reports, Adam?
Just come to openthebooks.com. We've got it all on our website. When you come to our website, you're going to be hit with a pop-up. Just key your email address. And what that does is something very special. That puts you on our breaking news list. We will publish 500 investigations this year. And when we publish the big ones, you're noticed first.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, let me ask you this. Hunter Biden and the laptop. Did you see Bob Alinsky on Tucker Carlson last night?
I missed that.
Yeah. Well, he basically said, he was disclosing what a lot of us already knew. And that is what, I would love to see Open the Books go after Hunter Biden in a big way because of the money that he took from China, Russia, and God knows who else, and Ukraine. And now all of a sudden, we seem to be writing checks that our Congress's body can't cash into the tens of millions. I mean, right now, what is our $31 trillion deficit right now we have?
So think about this. Back in the George W. Bush administration, our national debt was less than $6 trillion. So you have Bush the Republican, Obama the Democrat, Trump the Republican, Biden the Democrat. So RD, and over 20 years, our national debt is up five times from less than $6 trillion to over $30 trillion in 20 years. They're all spending too much.
I don't think it's a matter of that. I think they're trying to buy friends, and I think they're trying to set up the Great Reset, which is what a lot of us are thinking. They're using our tax dollars. Here's the sad thing. It's not even our tax dollars yet. They haven't even gotten to that point where they're going to go, how are they going to pay that back? They can't. And the thing is that, since 1933, a lot of us are aware that the U.S. Inc. has been in receivership. And so, I'm just kind of like, why do we keep allowing Congress to go out and borrow money they can't pay back? They're going to basically borrow it on the backs of our credit. I mean, this is a thing that's bugging me. And here, what you're talking about with Fauci and the pandemic angle, I mean, they're killing off the tax base with these drugs that contain mRNA. They're killing off their voting base. Because the majority of Democrats, Harris and Biden said, we're not taking the jab because Trump was nothing. Fauci and the rest of Big Pharma had this stuff cooked up. They lied to Trump. Burks lied to Trump. They all lied to Trump. And nothing's happening. DOJ's not prosecuting. No, they're going after this little guy like us because we show up at school board meetings. They're weaponizing the DOJ to do everything but what the DOJ is supposed to be doing, and that's investigating the real frauds that have been perpetrated on America. How many of these investigations, you said 500 this year, how many of them actually have to go into, because, you have firsthand knowledge of this, how many of them affect a potential outcome of America's failure and fall?
So I think all of them do. I think it goes right to the culture of government incompetence, waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayer abuse, where the other side will say they want to expand government. And as government expands, freedom and liberty contract. So we're at a dangerous moment right now. And look, I think they have to answer one single question. What government program is running well? every single thing we look at and audit on the government side is running horribly. It's not running well at all. And when we publish those, the results of our audits, after we open the books, we audit the books, those audits make national news. They educate the American people on exactly what's going on with their taxpayer dollar.
But it's not necessarily the mainstream media that's doing it, is it?
Well, our report on Fauci was covered, you know, for instance, in a segment at The Hill. You know, we've our Fauci research has been covered, you know, across the media. I mean, virtually everyone now knows of our findings from less than 2 years ago that he's the number one most highly compensated federal employee. So that seeped into the public consciousness. This report on his net worth. We all had a suspicion that he was doing well during the pandemic, but now we've got the hard facts behind it. And I think that's the power of our work and our mission, that transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics.
And you are doing this all based on donations.
We are. We accept no government money. And, you know, I mean, that came to a head during the pandemic. You know, I mean, there was all kinds of bailouts. For instance, we could have accepted $300,000 worth of the Paycheck Protection Program loans, which 95% of them turned into grants. And ours would have turned into a grant. We could have qualified for $300,000. But there is no way we would have ever accepted that. Taking government money, we're watchdogs. That would compromise our mission.
Well, it would, because it would be used against you. And see, that's part of the thing. When you take something from the federal government, there are strings attached. Would that be
every
a fair
single
statement?
Time.
Yeah.
Every single time. There's no free lunch.
Well, now we're looking at law firms in South Florida, by the way, that use that PPP program. And basically now they're getting busted because of misuse of funds or overstating income or whatever the case may be. They were padding their pockets with money that they didn't deserve.
Wow, Dave, that's interesting, because we are doing a study on that right now. And I noticed this because we do weekly oversight in U.S. major cities around the country, and we're on their local TV stations. In Nashville, we found a law firm that's ranked in the top 200 largest law firms in the country. They took $10 million. They got it forgiven. And they billed off nearly $200 million that year. So, you know, our question is how? How can they be taking so much money from the United States taxpayer? And if you look at all these Tesla dealership, Porsche dealerships, Land Rover dealerships, they're selling the high-end luxury automobiles like crazy. And my suspicion is because everybody made out like bandits on the quote-unquote COVID aid.
Well, you start looking at law firms like Greenberg Trowering and Ackerman Centerfit, all these big firms down in Miami-Dade and places like that who have multiple offices across the country, and you will discover these guys are all involved and were involved in the foreclosure crisis. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you couldn't. They are. And you would be. And see, the reason I know about these firms is because many of them were listed in my report, 758-page report that I submitted to the clerk of the circuit court of Osceola County, Florida, back in 2014. And this was based on research that my crew and I did when we went in and we audited their land records and discovered all these suspect documents that were tied to law firms that actually were involved in the manufacture of the document to create standing to be able to conduct a foreclosure against the property. And here's these people. I mean, I can't trust them. And now, you know, I mean, we've even got, I would love to send you an email with a copy of a check. In fact, there's three checks here that a guy who's been fighting his foreclosure for over 14 years actually wrote to, and it was a judge's order. He said, you will pay the plaintiff, which is a REMIC trust, which is closed, you'll pay them $700 and some odd or $695 or whatever in attorney's fees. So he made the check restrictively endorsed to the REMIC, and they still have yet to cash it. In fact, he's issued three checks, and not one of those three checks have been cashed because they can't. The REMIC has no account. They're closed. And so who's actually representing who's trying to steal the house? The servicer who he doesn't have a contract with. And this is how this whole foreclosure thing has been screwed up, and now they're raping America. Now we got Vanguard and BlackRock. You watch what's going to happen in Florida now that this hurricane has come through here. Watch Vanguard and BlackRock come through here and try and fleece all these homeowners for their land.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just see this thing. I see the bigger picture in this thing.
That's for sure. I mean, these are big stories, and it takes a vigilant citizenry.
I'm just watching, you know, because of the fact that you may at some point in time be bouncing some of these ideas off of your committee. And then when you start to look at the negative effects of what's happening in the economy, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, DC generated politics. This may actually be from the banking cartels that are trying to do what Fauci did, and that's game the system.
Look, anytime you have these federal programs that were rushed through Congress, nobody had time to read the bill. The first CARES Act, which established the PPP Paycheck Protection Program that we've been talking about, nobody had time to read that bill. So we have a petition on our website at openthebooks.com to simply require Congress to read the bill, a 72-hour, it's a three-day timeout, where they would have to take a pause so the people, the pundits, the politicians, so we could simply find out what's in these massive pieces of legislation. If you remember, there was only one guy that briefly held up the CARES Act. His name was Thomas Massie out of Kentucky. And he was attacked by President Trump, and he was attacked by Nancy Pelosi for holding up that bill in the House. And he was right. He said there are things in here that we're going to get fleeced, and we did.
Oh, that's sad. And, you know, the fact is, and people are looking at Trump to come back in 2024 as their savior. I don't know. I just got this sinking feeling that we're putting our faith in the wrong people. We got a uniparty system that is totally dysfunctional. And every time we open the books, there you are. And we're sadly disappointed because we're finding out new stuff.
Well, we don't need coronations in either party in this country. Biden shouldn't have a coronation. He should have a primary. Trump shouldn't have a coronation. He should have a primary. It makes the candidates more responsive to the American people, locks them into their public policy decisions, so you know exactly who you're going to get once they're elected.
I wish it was that simple. Adam Andrzejewski, we're going to have you back soon. We appreciate you coming on the Power Hour. Folks, we're up to the top of the hour break. Dr. Edward Group is going to be joining us after this break. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for staying with us. Be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.